Destination Us by Jay Wesley. Her fix in a moment's kiss keeps her high in low situations. She is hurt. Her shirt is clean, but emotionally, she's been trampled on. Whether men step up or step down, she is the one stepped over. She cried with purpose. She watered her seed long enough to blossom into the woman she needed to be. Deeply rooted, she pursued her light and learned to rise above it all. She is special. Her thorns only prick those pricks too selfish to hold her the way she needs to be held. He doesn't do drugs. He does love. And that's worse. He is weary. Illiterate, he fails miserably at reading between the lines. He feels dumb when he cannot find the words to say. He is deprived. Starving for a healthy relationship for so long, you can see his ribs. Those who fall in love the hardest take the longest to rise. These two are traveling separate paths, leading to the same destination. Whether it's once upon a time or happily ever after, these two will meet. And they will have a story to tell. Destination Us by Jay Wesley, from Heartbreaks to Love Notes. Crooked. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 16 of the Crooked Halo Crew podcast. We're 16 episodes in. Can you believe it? Thank you to those that have been listening since episode 1. Thank you to those who have been listening since episode 15. I am the type that tries to show love to everyone, except for those that cross me. I haven't learned how to extend that type of grace yet. But anyway, today, what are we going to cover today? I feel like there's a couple of things that I wanted to discuss, or I'm aiming to discuss. I definitely want to talk about human divinity. Yeah, I know. What? Where do you come with that human divinity? But it will make sense once I share a piece touching on that. I hope you enjoyed the intro. The title of that intro is Destination Us. It's from my first book, From Heartbreaks to Love Notes. And last week I was a guest on another podcast, the Frickin' Frack podcast, and Loon for a while now he's been asking me to join his podcast as a guest and discuss my book. And I didn't know at the time, or I didn't know until being a guest on his podcast, how instrumental that book was in not only shaping his life, but also saving. And we were able to relate on multiple levels, because many that don't know my personal story or about when I was publishing that book, I was going through a very rough time. And the book that I created to save and help others ended up being my lifeboat. And so there's a lot of sentimental value attached to that book. But he read a piece that, to be honest with you, I forgot about. I've been writing for so long. For the longest time, I wouldn't memorize pieces because I knew I wouldn't go out and do spoken word, because those that know and mentioned in previous episodes, I just didn't care for my voice. It wasn't until this podcast that I really stepped out of my comfort zone and started reading some of my poetry, and it forced me to listen to myself and be comfortable within my own skin or within my own voice. So that was a very cool episode. And we talked about love, we talked about relationship, we talked about men and vulnerability and relationships and spirituality, which was very surprising. But those that are very spiritual know that the universe happens, or things within the universe happen when they're supposed to happen. And even though it was surprising, wasn't that surprising. But I don't know if you've noticed the growth within the podcast over these 16 episodes. But behind the curtains, behind the scenes, I'm growing as a person. I am not the same person I was a year ago. I'm definitely not the same person I was in January. And I am proud to say that. And I don't say this very often, but I'm proud of me. And I really don't say that very often. But yeah, so I am proud of myself because of my growth, of the trajectory, but also I'm just becoming a student of life. And you know, I'm learning, but not only am I learning, I'm sharing. And not only am I growing, I am providing shade for others to make sure that they're protected too. I'm not here to hoard information. I'm here to be a lighthouse. And so that's why the podcast is here. Like, to those that aren't very familiar with the identity of this podcast is here to be, one, motivational, two, transparent, yet a mirror. Because through this podcast, through us being crooked halos, right, I want us to look at ourselves within the mirror, within our own mirrors, and be okay with what you see. Be okay with your flaws. Be comfortable. Acknowledge them and wear them proudly. And that's the purpose of this podcast, is because it's very difficult to travel roads by yourself. It's easy to become islands and operate in your own silos, where you feel that you're so unique that you stand alone forever, and that's not the case. You have company, you have an army. I am just one voice of millions. I haven't reached those millions yet, but in time. And I'm speaking that into existence because I'm learning about manifestation all over again. I'm learning about laws of the law of attraction. I'm learning about cause and effect. I've joined this very good group on Clubhouse. It's a spiritual group, and I don't remember the gentleman's name, but I'll see if I can remember it before the end of this episode. And it's affirmations mixed with mental mindset shifting, mixed with the same things I mentioned earlier, like law of attraction, envisioning yourselves, and exhibiting the behaviors or creating behaviors or the mindsets needed that lead to shifting your behaviors for you to be successful, because the universe is literally waiting for you to say when. But before you say when, the universe is also looking at you to see if you're prepared to give, to receive what you're asking. And so the mindset and the behavior, there's so much going on in that group. Maybe I can go a little bit deeper into it another time. I'm actually going to share, or I would like to share, depending on how much time we have, some things that I've learned within that group. So one thing, so that leads to this portion of the podcast, human divinity. And I want to share this piece with you. This one, I want you to realize there's a lot of power within that dwells within each and every one of us, but we have to unlock it. So many are out there searching high and low, near and far, to find these outside resources to fill them up, to fill them with power, to maximize their strength. And they fail to realize that the source that they're searching for is embedded within them, because we are connected to the source. There's God within us all. With that said, I'd like to share a Hindu legend based on human divinity. There is a Hindu legend about a time when all humans were gods, but they abused their divinity. Brahma, the chief god, decided to take it away from them and hide it where they would never find it again. Brahma called a council of the gods to help him decide where to hide the divinity. "Let's bury it deep in the earth." But Brahma said, "No, that will not do. One day they will dig deep down into the earth and find it." Then the god said, "Let's sink it in the deepest ocean." Again, Brahma replied, "No, not there, for they will learn to dive into the deepest waters and search the ocean bed to find it." Then they said, "Let's take it to the top of the highest mountain and hide it there." But again, Brahma replied, "No, for eventually humans will climb every high mountain on earth. Someday they will find it again." The gods gave up and said, We do not know where to hide it, for it seems there is no place on the earth or in the sea that humans will not eventually reach." Brahma thought for a long time and said, "Here's what we will do with humanity's divinity. We will hide it deep down inside humans themselves. The humans will search the whole world, but they won't look for it inside their true selves." For ever since then, the legend concludes, humans have been going to and fro throughout the earth, climbing, digging, diving, exploring, and searching for something that is already within themselves. And that's my piece on human divinity. And within that piece, two words stand out. True selves. True selves. Are you listening to me? Are you writing this down? Go get a pen and paper. To many of us who are participants in social media, somewhat addicted in a way because it's become a part of our daily activities and our daily lives, we are not often seeing true selves along or within our feeds. We are sometimes not even projecting our truest selves within social media. In reality too, at work, how many times do we mask how we're really feeling with it's okay? Because we don't want to be heavy. We don't want it to get uncomfortable. We don't want people to see the sadness beyond or cloaked within the smile. And true selves really stuck out in this human divinity piece, because many people are going and searching everywhere to achieve what they deem successful, what they deem the level in which they made it. And most of us haven't unlocked our truest selves and access the power within. And I have this saying, and I think there is part God in all of us. And as I'm listening, and I mentioned earlier about learning more about the law of attraction and manifestation, it's really God, the God within you, working. But you're looking and you're searching and you're comparing, but you're not looking within. I heard a quote the other day. It says, life happens inward, outward, not outward, inward. And I'll repeat that. Life happens inward, outward, not outward, inward. And I love this quote because we aren't responding to life. Mindset matters, and we have to understand that life is responding to us. Life happens inward, outward. We are the root. We are the foundation. Life is literally, the universe is literally waiting on call to shower us with our blessings. But I thought this human divinity piece was cool, and I wanted to share that with you all, because unlock the God within you. It's there waiting. There's so much waiting for you on the other side of what you deem comfortable. I was very vocal about gratitude, and one of the things I was grateful for that I repeated was, thank you for allowing me to accept the things that I cannot comprehend. And when I shared that, when I was sharing that, I was being thankful for being an open book and allowing life and the universe to author my next chapters. Because many pages have been flipped, but many pages have been shaped by my parents, by my teachers, by my friends, by my relationships. But not necessarily, and that's okay. That's the life I've lived. But these next chapters are going to be shaped a little bit differently. I want my spirit guides to write chapters. I want my higher self. I want all of that to be a part of my story. And that may make sense to some. It may really strike a chord with some. It may go over the top of many heads, which is fine too. But this podcast taking place at the time that it's taking place is not by accident either. And I may sound crazy, but oftentimes things don't make sense until they do. And here I am. So thank you and brace yourself for the ride. Another quote that I wanted to share. There were so many. This one was pretty cool too. And I'm always extending my reach or my arm to those that are in a dark place. Because we were talking about our true selves, and many people are in dark corners and very silent about it. And like I said, I want to be that lighthouse. And so this stood out, and I don't remember who wrote this. So I'm going to just quote it anonymous, but it goes like this. What happens when you turn on a light switch? The darkness doesn't disappear. What actually happens is that the light shines so bright, the darkness isn't powerful enough to overcome it. And so, to those that are going through dark moments and in these dark spaces, all you need to do is reach for your light switch, because your light is more powerful than whatever dark moment you are confronted by. Find your North Star, shine your light bright. You got it. Look within. Live life inward and push it outward. To tie it back to what I was talking about earlier, there's magic and there is God in you. And I hope those that are very like devout Christians and whatever, I hope you're not offended by this, because, well, and don't be offended by my truth, but it's true. And that strength, that spirit is within us all. Believe what you want. I'm just sharing what I want. This is my microphone. All right. So, yeah. What else do I want to talk about? Crooked. The intro, Destination Us. That was a piece from my book. And what's dope about it is it shares, it's a story about two people on separate paths destined to meet. And sometimes you have to, like, people don't understand why they go through these dark tunnels. Why does it always seem like they're sinking? They're teachable moments there. And these things happen for a reason. And perspective too. And when you are going through the storm, it's a preparation, not a death sentence. People don't understand that. And those are the moments when you discover who you really are. And oftentimes you have to find yourself before you meet the one. And life will test you repeatedly, and the test will become more and more difficult until you learn what is needed to be learned. And that's what I loved about Destination Us, because you have two people that could have said, that's it, I quit. And step by step by step by step, they're traveling, but neither of them knew that all of the acts that took place was to make sure that their final act was on stage together. Really good piece. And so don't question. So that was name of that piece is called Destination Us. So let's talk about Destination You. Like, discover who you are. what you will bring to the table. What's your foundation like? What storms are headed your way, and how are you going to defeat them? This is going to be a year of a lot of discovery on many scales, many levels. And before you can, before you can wield a sword, you have to know how to fight. That's all I got for today. Cricket. And I thought I was done, but we're 16 episodes in, and that's not what we do anymore. So I'm back. Shout out to Crystal, Above Your Average. I think that's your IG name. For providing the criticism and teaching me the importance of tying things together. And there was a lot within this episode. We went from finding ourselves an identity and human divinity and searching and discovery to the latter part of this podcast. But I still want to stick to the script. So before I go, I have to give roses. And this week, my roses are going to go to... you know what? I'm giving roses to my Parcheesi Friday crew. You guys have buoyed me through a tumultuous year. Shout out to you for keeping me sane, for keeping me joy-filled. Love y'all, for real. Thank you. All right, so I gave my roses. What else? How about an episode 16 recap? Number one, stop searching outward for the magic and the power that lies inward. It's already there. Find your key. Unlock it. There's part God in you. Number two, success is a universe call away. But before you press send, make sure you shift your mindset and your behaviors and be prepared to receive it. What's for you is already yours. Hope you enjoyed this episode. Be well. Stay crooked. Please leave a comment, a rating. I'm still stuck on 18. Be truthful. Feel free to reach out to me and let me know how I can improve this podcast. Extend some grace with that also. Follow me on social media platforms. Right His Wrong for writing. J. Wesley Collection for clothing. Crooked Halo Crew Pod for this podcast. I'm doing a lot. I'm going to do more. You're going to do it with me. Oh yeah, the name of that group on Clubhouse is called The Secret Law of Attraction, and it's hosted by Diraj Global. Really good room. I'm enjoying it thoroughly. That's all. Thank you. Stay crooked. See you soon. Peace.